This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Chronic kidney disease affects around 1 in 10 people in Ireland and is on course to becoming the fifth leading cause of death globally by 2040. Despite the Human Tissue Act brought in during the summer, which made organ donation an opt-out system rather than opt-in, only organs from 64 deceased people were donated in 2025, which is much fewer than the previous years. Adrian Cummins is head of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. He himself was diagnosed with kidney disease, so this is very relevant to him. Adrian, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Talk me through your diagnosis. I mean, how did you know that something was wrong?
Well, in 2023, summer of 2023, I was being looked after by my nephrologist, Rory McQuillan. Went in for a routine checkup, and basically within 24 hours or a couple of days, my kidney function had collapsed.
Now, did you have any kidney disease before this or any intimation that your kidneys were not working properly?
Yes, they had seen that my kidney function was reducing, but the trajectory of it wasn't happen over nearly over 2 weeks. And it was quite a shock when you're told there and then that you're going on dialysis tomorrow morning, essentially.
Wow.
And, that was August of 2023. Big change in lifestyle, big change in
and we'll talk about that. The dialysis is quite time consuming and awkward, and it does interfere with your daily life. But that kidney disease that you knew was there, do we know what causes that kidney disease?
Blood pressure. I suffer from blood pressure. Hypertension is the medical term for it. And I was on medication for that, and obviously, your kidney is like a fuel filter in a car. It had to be changed, or has to be changed, because the amount of medication that I was on was affecting the kidney, and essentially the kidney function collapsed.
So it was the medication that actually caused the collapse of the kidney?
A combination of hypertension and blood pressure and medication. And, there's a lot of people out there that have high blood pressure, and it'll affect them in the future. But I think if you can get it early and get on a treatment schedule, that will prolong the avoidance of going on dialysis.
I suppose we should point out it's not inevitable that people with high blood pressure get kidney disease, because the world and his wife is on blood pressure medication, you know.
Yeah, but from me, and just looking at from other and talking to other patients, blood pressure was the defining issue. But if I was looking back, and probably to be picked up an awful lot earlier with regard to it, going on dialysis now might be a couple of years' time.
So the dialysis regime that you have to undergo, how many times a week do you have to be dialyzed?
I go 3 days a week. Some patients have to go 4 and 5 days a week, but I'm 3 days a week for 3.5 hours, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, collected by taxi, brought to the Beacon Renal Centre in Sandyford, which is 10 minutes away from my home.
It's also state-of-the-art, isn't it?
State-of-the-art. Excellent team in there.
We did a programme about that, and nice about that. And, I mean, comfortable armchairs, a telly at your disposal. Yeah.
It's very, well, the team are highly professional, and that's very important, that they know what they're doing, and they set the patients at ease. And so I had 3.5 hours, maybe a half an hour between your setup, getting on the machine and getting off the machine. So that's about 4 hours.
So what's actually happening with the dialysis process?
So essentially, they take a cup full of blood out of your system. You have a tube. I have a tube going into my heart. They suck the blood out, goes through a machine. And basically they take out all of the toxins out of the blood and put in filtered new blood back into your system that is basically your own blood that is filtered. So the longer you're on the machine, the greater the dialyzation is. I'm on for 3.5 hours.
So how many cupfuls?
Well, it'll be only one cupful coming out of this at any one time. So you don't lose liters of blood. And essentially,
but it's constantly doing this.
Constantly
for
doing it for 3.5 hours, and that machine keeps so many people alive.
If you were to compare the blood, your whole body blood from before you went in and then when you come out, what percentage of it would of the toxins would be gone?
Well, I don't have the exact figure, Pat, but I would safely say that the day after you feel really good,
okay,
and you know the toxins are gone out of your body because you have a lot more energy. But then the next day, day three, you'll feel the toxins building up. You just feel it in your body. You're more lethargic. You're a bit more tired. And, you know, when you go into the for your dialysis treatment, you know that this is going to happen and you're going to be exiting the center with a lot more energy.
Now, how does it impact on your life? Because obviously you want to be close to the beacon, your normal centre. Can you travel? Can you find another centre who'll take you on, maybe at short notice?
Well, when I first got diagnosed, I said to myself, okay, you know, you need to make the best of this. And I love my job. I think I do a good job. And I travel across Europe quite a lot in terms of meeting other associations in the hospitality sector. But I'm very fortunate, and patients are very fortunate, that we can travel. We can go on holidays. There is a coordinator within the Irish Kidney Association, Deborah. She's fantastic. And she will coordinate your appointment. Now, as long as you give advance warning, you're about 2 months advance warning. So maybe you might be going to Marbella on holidays. So there's a dialysis centre there. They link up with the Beacon Hospital. All the information is transferred.
And do we have reciprocal arrangements for Spanish people who might be here?
Correct. And reciprocal arrangements. And actually, I saw one patient that came into the Beacon from Saudi Arabia. And he was there for a week for dialysation. But we do reciprocal. And within the European Union, and this is what's great about the European Union, is that because of that, it's all free of charge. And you don't have to pay for it when you go abroad, as long as you're within the European Union. Yeah.
Now, are you on the transplant list then?
So I am on the transplant list. It took a while to get on the list. You go through a huge amount of tests and to make sure that you're fit to be on the transplant list. I'm on it nearly 2 years now. But if you get sick, you get an infection, you're taken off the list. But there's about 580 people that are on the list at the moment. And please God, at some stage, I'll get the call to say there'll be a donor available for me.
Now, there is the possibility for some people of a familial transplant. In other words, someone might give them. You've got two kidneys, so someone might have a spare that they're prepared to donate.
That's like, you may have a relative. I'm an only child, so I don't have any brothers and sisters. That's unfortunate. And I don't have anybody that is able to give me a kidney at the moment that's within my family unit. But there's other patients, and they have gone through the scheme where they have a relative that will give a kidney. It may not be the same tissue type. So what happens there is as another that would be exchanged for another kidney that's coming from a like-minded tissue type patient. And that operation is done in Belfast because we're part of the UK-Ireland scheme on that.
Now, of the 500 people on the list looking for transplants, how many actually will get a transplant in time?
Well, the numbers are falling, Pat. That's the point we want to make in terms of we need to revisit this in terms of research, funding for research, and why the numbers are falling. There were down to 140 from the deceased donor list last year from 100. They're down about 30 organs. And
this in spite of the Human Tissue
correct.
Act.
And that's the point, Pat, that we're the entire population is now a donor, essentially. We were in the opt-in category before that. Now we have the opportunity to opt out. And I think 40,000 out of the population has done so. And that's their own decision. But we're in a far better place in terms of the provision. What we don't understand is why the numbers are falling. Maybe we need to look at Spain as a centre of excellence for Europe. Mm-hmm. They have fantastic facilities and everybody knows that Spain do an exceptional job and they're top of the table. So maybe we need to look at what they're doing right and can we transfer that into Ireland. Also, a point that I want to make, Pat, is, you know, I'm very fortunate. I'm 10 minutes away from my centre. Yeah. Some of the patients that's in my centre are travelling an hour and a half back. That's nearly 7 hours travel each day. So we need to look at, can we have dialysis centres in population density areas that require it?
Sure.
So that's...
Because that's a tough day.
It's a tough day.
3.5 hours there, 3.5 hours in the chair, 3.5 hours home.
Correct. It's a tough... And these patients predominantly are in their 60s, 70s and 80s. I'm quite young, in fairness, to be on dialysis. So, you know, I'd love to meet with the Minister for Health and explain to her, you know, what's happening in the system at the moment.
Finally, you know, when you do get a transplant, and hopefully that will happen in due time, what about rejection? Have the drugs for anti-rejection improved?
That, absolutely, and I've been tested for all of that in advance. So when you get a transplant and it works, it's life-changing. It absolutely changes your life and your lifestyle totally. You're in a very restricted lifestyle now at the moment, and please God, at some stage. And for all those 580, when they get a transplant, it'll change their lives also.
All right, Adrian, look, thank you very much for coming in, Matt. And sharing your experience with us. Adrian Cummins, who is, in his normal job, head of the Restaurants Association of Ireland and continuing to do that job in spite of the challenges of dialysis. Adrian, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.